Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our next guest, a financial advisor across mid-Michigan, a good friend, Jack Vogler from Retirement Protection Services. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you this evening?
I am just fine, and I think a lot of people are who have had investments, at least over the last few reporting cycles here. They're looking at some numbers go up. What does this mean?
Well, like I always like to do on your show, Jack, you know, the Dow back on January 1 was at 10,428, and today it closed up 64 points to about 11,188. Which is really about a 7.2% return since January, which is good, better than the negatives that we've seen in the past. The S&P is up almost 7% for the year, mm-hmm. and the Nasdaq, which is up over 11.5% for the year. So the markets are coming back. It's an election year.
How much does that have to do with it, Jack?
Well, you know, I was reading today, they were up today because investors, they said, are waiting for the results of congressional elections today. Mm-hmm. And also they said the slide of the dollar against the euro and the yen also helped stocks take a higher leap today. So combination of the dollar and the election results in a good 64-point gain today. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? Typically, you know, historically, I think, you know, stocks have done better with Republicans versus Democrat, but I don't like to get into that scenario. But anyways, we'll just have to wait and see what happens over the next 6 months.
Yeah, and if this were easy to predict, everyone would have made a ton of money doing it, and
sure.
It'd be like Las Vegas. You know, somebody built the casinos, and it's usually the suckers who went in there.
You know, I've always told my clients, and I've told you this before, Jack, I don't think anybody has the right idea or the right place to tell people where to put their money.
Mm-hmm.
We all have different products that are available to the consumer,
right.
But it all comes down to education on what you believe. I wanted to let you know that I was just reading an article about 2.5 weeks ago. There was a meeting that was held and hosted by the U.S. Labor Department, Employees Benefits, Social Security Administration, and the Treasury Department. And that two-day meeting focused on what's close and dear to my heart, are putting annuities inside 401k plans.
Mm.
And the reason they're talking about doing that is back in 08, you remember where that was the crash, and there was over $1 trillion lost in the marketplace. So what they're doing is the Labor Department realizes that insurance offers annuities that are guaranteed and can provide income to when people need it most. And if you have your money inside a retirement plan, you can choose the stocks or you can choose the annuity, switch them back and forth, and if there is a crash, move your money back over to the guaranteed side and be able to protect that when the market is on the downside.
Yeah, and we've talked about products like that, certainly, that provide the growth with the market and eliminate the downside risk. But I was going to ask you about the concept of psychology here. And it seems almost to be a self-fulfilling prophecy sometimes that if people are upbeat about the economy, then that has as much to do with it as the actual performance of any businesses.
And that is correct. You know, I have a lot of my clients who are, you know, when the market is down, they call and they say, okay, it's time to move my money. I don't want any more risk. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, the market's moving back upwards again, and they say, okay, well, it's time to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And what you really need to do, and the rule of thumb is, whatever your age is, minus it from 100, and what you get is, if you're 70 years old,
mm-hmm.
the rule of thumb is you should only have 30% invested in the market. Now, that's a rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You may have a lot of people who, I apologize, I have another call coming in. You may have a lot of people who are 70 that want all of it in the market.
Right.
But again, it comes down to choice and education.
But I've heard that. I think that rule of thumb is if you're 50, then you're 50-50. And if you're younger, of course, you can afford to take more risk, right?
Sure you can. You know, my son who's just started his job, and, you know, I told him, you know, you're 23, 24 years old, put it all in the market right now. You have a lot of years to make it up, but when you're 75, you don't have the time to make up those losses.
Right.
You have to go out and find a product that will protect you on that downside.
Right. What happened to all the people, Jack, who were riding that slope downward and they were near the end of their working life? They had no time to go back and make that up. That was just the end of their savings, right?
What they're doing is they're extending
their working careers.
Their working years by another 5 to 7 to 8 years.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of people that I know that are doing that,
mm-hmm.
that had, you know, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 in their 401ks, and they lost 50% of it because of the market, and they didn't watch it.
Right.
You know, I like to look at my money every 30 days.
Right.
And that's a good starting point.
You didn't say 30 minutes, you said 30 days. Right?
30 days.
Okay.
You know, because if you watch it every day, it's going to drive you nuts. And you need to take control of what you have and make sure it's going to do what you want the money to do.
There's a lot of discussion about retirement age, and a number of GOP candidates, congressional candidates, have talked about raising the retirement age up to 70. I think that the situation financially is doing that already. It's forcing the retirement age upward.
And it is. You know, a lot of people can take their, you know, depending upon what year you were born, depends upon what year you can take Social Security. Like, I was born in 59, I can take Social Security at 67.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if I'm not ready to retire at 67, I'll defer it and till maybe 70 or 72, just depending upon what year you want to retire.
Right, right.
Dictates when you take that Social Security. But you got to remember, it's your money, and you have to decide what you want to do with it and educate yourself and get into products that can give you market-like returns without the downside risk, because they're out there.
Check with Jack Vogler. He can tell you all about that, Retirement Protection Services.